Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, March 8th, 2013. Enjoy listening to this further message about the power of love. Love and compassion that never runs out. Humanity's homeward journey is almost complete. It has been long, with many diversions that have distracted you, but finally the end is in sight. You may find that hard to believe as you take note of all the conflict and disharmony across the world. But I assure you that the power of our Father's love, flowing freely and abundantly through the energy fields of every single human presently experiencing life on the earth plane, is irresistible and invincible. Love conquers all in its path, always. Focus your intention on that supreme truth. Make it your only point of reference as you go about your daily lives, and intend to discard any aspects of yourselves that are not in alignment with this divine truth, while you continue to be the way-showers and light-bearers that are leading your sisters and brothers, all of humanity, home to reality. After all, that is why you chose to be on earth at this crucial moment, as humanity's spiritual evolution takes an enormous and irreversible step that brings you far closer to the source of all being, God, than you can possibly imagine even in your wildest dreams. God's love for his creation is boundless, and he wants all to share in the joy of that boundlessness. Your task is to love unconditionally. This does not entail ignoring or accepting the damaging behavior of those who are not in alignment with our Father's divine field of love, the energy field in which all sentient life has its existence. But it does require you to offer them your love and compassion at all times. Never forget that those whose behavior is not in alignment with love are themselves very severely damaged, and until they experience love and acceptance, they will continue to behave very frequently in unloving ways. It is the only way they know. What you know, you believe, and what you believe, you teach by demonstration. You know love, and that is what you must demonstrate and teach. It is really very simple, but it can be extremely difficult in practice. Know that your guides, your angels, all in the spiritual realms are constantly supporting you as you intend to work constantly at moving yourselves and your individual energy fields ever more into alignment with the energy of God's love. As you do this, and you are all doing this, the strength of this divine field increases in effectiveness all across the world. Even the most hard-hearted, bitter, resentful, and angry individuals are being influenced by this all-pervasive and loving energy that is enveloping the earth. Yes, many of them are resisting it because they do not trust it. Their ability to trust has been very badly damaged, if not almost totally obliterated, by the experiences they have undergone while embodied as humans. And the only way to repair that damage is by love and compassion that never runs out. It may seem to you that the task demanded of you is insuperable when you observe the pain and suffering that those severely damaged ones continue to inflict upon those over whom they have power and control. Do not be disheartened by the behavior of those damaged ones. Instead, re-intensify your intent to be indiscriminately loving. Strengthen that intent by reminding yourselves of how unhappy you felt when you were treated unfairly and unlovingly, and know that what you experienced was probably nowhere near as destructive and shaming as that of those misguided ones you see behaving so unregenerately and without any regard for the suffering they are causing. Mistreatment, betrayal, punishment, and torture, which you all know are being perpetrated on many across the world in unconscionable circumstances, cannot be brought to an end by treating those responsible in the same fashion. It only further hardens their hearts and strengthens their belief that no one can be trusted. Obviously, they must be prevented from continuing their activities, but the main task that lies ahead of humanity in this regard is to heal the perpetrators of this unconscionable behavior. Otherwise, the cycle is reinforced and becomes never-ending, as it seems to have been throughout human history. As you have been told many times, and it cannot be repeated frequently enough, love is the answer to every problem. It is the only answer. Healing occurs when only love and compassion are offered. You are all divinely loved in every moment, and your task remains that of sharing that love indiscriminately. Do not focus with anger and bitterness on the suffering that the unawakened and severely damaged ones continue to inflict on others. Instead, remember that by holding only to love and sharing it, you are sharing in the triumph of love over fear, over suffering, over pain, and over the illusion. Your loving brother, Jesus.